Hello everybody, coming from the heart of Bali in the heat of tropical sunshine, and I'm coming back in my new episode of Diva's Daily Digest, only with me, Queen Javanica, as Lady of Java and whatever you will call me. But it is lovely, maybe the end of Monday, the last Monday in this month in July. I would like to present you little bit story about how I felt and how I faced the anxiety and also worries about my life. But it turns out also challenging because I'm here far away from my hometown, the place that I call home, because my kids there, my biggest treasure there, and I have to be far away from them. But I would like to tell you something in this beautiful sunshine. No, I will call sunshine. It's all going to be in the afternoon, so everybody is going to turn a little bit hotter here, but we're going to back in just few seconds after this. Coming with me again with the Daily Digest of Queen Javanica. Stay tuned. Hello. It's already night right now, and maybe it's not really good, perfect time for me to making a broadcast in this hour, but I think if I go back and I have to wait until about 1 hour again, I'll be really so freaking tired. So okay, let's get everything started right now. You know, I've been in this island, I've been about 1 week, and got a good update that I got a better work, and now we're going to have better improvement. Maybe in the following weeks we're going to move back here, and then for me right now it's a very challenging time, and it's also very hard to do because never forget my family, especially my kids, during these hard times in this pandemic, and nobody's around, and I feel like just completely hard to me. As right now, I don't have another people to lean on again, especially for my oldest one. You know, I spend my days in years to tell people that being an Asian, especially Japanese, you know, your life mostly devoted for your parents. Even you didn't going with their expectations. Sometimes I feel it's definitely unfair, but what can I say, you know, we're born like this, and sometimes I think right now one of the things that I really really hate of being an Asian here, right, we never have a choice to born to choose our own religion. Because that is something that is inherited here, and sometimes you have to follow the stream, follow the rules, and there's no other chance. That's pretty sad, totally sad. Why? Because my people is very communal. Indonesian people is very communal. Sometimes if you don't follow the streams, follow the main streams, you will get booted. I mean, it's very easy to get to make your life outcasted from others. I can't do it. I can. The problem sometimes in my kids is not really able to do it. You know, until this day, even I make a status of my life, I think it's pretty unfair for us, especially for women, that if we got a children and then nobody help our children because we're not afford to. We cannot afford to have a children. And then, I mean, cannot afford to make a living for them. When you're married to someone and then they are not that capable to rise about yourself. And then it turns out you're the one who get blamed. It's It's pretty sad, as I think no children deserve to be left out. There's no such half daughters, half son, half siblings for me is nonsense. Even now, if I get married with a man that he broke his own children, it should be my children too, my kids too. In here, nobody cares that. And I don't want to ask for more with my husband. Sometimes in here, you just married because you have to follow streams. Follow what the people tell you should, what you should do. Well, if it is in fact that you're not really in love with them or you're not into that relationship, that doesn't matter. It breaks my heart a lot that I've been trapped, forced into a marriage that I think, Lord, why does everybody always forcing people in a certain age, especially with 20 plus or something or 30, and you're a woman, when you will get married, when will you get pregnant, when will you get children, when will you get divorced, and when will you get to die? No, that's pretty much a disaster here. Pretty much a disaster. As everybody's always controlling everybody's life. And I don't think that will be good for most of us. Yeah. That's why I make Indonesians never grow up. People always do with others' business, asking who sleep with others. I don't care about others. I just care about my life. That's why it makes us very, very different from what we have in our neighborhood, Singapore, Malaysia. They don't care about privates, you know? And, like, I must have to say, when I'm making this podcast, I'm different than others. Right now, people making, you know, mainstream, they go to make a content, yeah, but they don't know what's behind the content. So I just to speaking like this. You don't have to know about my appearance, you know. I'm fat, ugly, and to whatever you can see it from my sound. And I don't really care if any of you understand what I'm talking about, because I'm not American, no. I'm not Australian, no. I'm Indonesian, yes. I get a very weird accent. Half Australian, half American, whatever. So far, if you can understand what am I talking, here we are. And I'm just really proud that for almost 2 years I'm making all of this series of podcasts. I'm still pretty shocking to open the email that they give me another opportunity. They give me a chance to, can you just sign with us? Okay. I think if you think I'm pretty much inspirational for this time, I don't know whether it's true or not, but I appreciate it, and I hope that in this time, with all of the opportunities coming in front of me, and they don't have to know what I'm really talking about, and I just come here, just going up and doing whatever, I'm lying in the bed like this, waiting for people to get back and pick me up back home. I want happiness, because I do the thing that most of the people, they don't want to do that in Bali, because they don't want to, like, what do I say yet, downgrading themselves sometimes. In this time, I don't think we are having kinds of downgrade or having a lower self-esteem time, no. It's mode survival for everyone, so everyone have to do the right thing they have to do in order to get survived. So, if you don't have another choice, just stick on your own foot right now. And maybe if you have another time and place that we could have a better talk right now, I will say to you that count your blessings every day. Maybe this time is not your time, but I know there's a perfect place, perfect time. You just have to follow, go with the flow, and to never get regret for something that you think that, oh, maybe that's what you mean now. You know, what we have today in Bali, in Indonesia, we are real survivors, you know. We still live in today with tons of problems in our head, in our breath, in our lung, with this pandemic. Everything is very hard to do right now. But if you have the faith, and you also keep on walking, and you think that you can do it in your own way, in your best way, you have the faith, and I believe one day you don't have to say what kind of religion you have, but God is there. God is there. And so do I, that I think right now I declare myself as a non-artist, but I'm a free thinker. That's why I'm really proud to share my thoughts with you. So maybe it's a little longer and you haven't seen any deadline for all this. But one thing for sure, as long as you can see the light after you open your eyes and your first breath, there will be always the light. Swallow it and keep on happy, keep on thankful. God will always be there in every heart of people that always be. See you again, and looking forward in the next episode of Daily Digest.